Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
I've always liked the theme song.
I would like to start with a general apology to the entire world that has spent the last year every Thursday waiting for Cheater and the Rude to come on the air. I'm sorry, and you're welcome. I'm sorry that we haven't been able to come into your homes personally and feel the Cheater and the Rudeness. Hey, what is this?
This is our one-year anniversary of Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network.
We're moving something, slogan, new slogan. Since we've been here, we've got a new slogan and a new website.
It's amazing. You know why? It's the Cheater and the Rude transformation of the Progressive Radio Network.
I don't know if I want to continue after that.
One year, and we're done. All right, we're done, everybody. Right, good night.
Great. We've done our work here.
Cheater and the Rude, slowly but surely watching American political and social order become really boring and predictable. Is that what happened?
Yes. Well, we should say who we are.
Oh, hey, everybody. This is Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network.
We said that. Just say who the fuck you are.
Have you learned anything after a year about filling time? About saying nothing with words.
This is Lee Papa. I'm the author of the blog, The Rude Pundit. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Rude Pundit. You can buy my book, Rude Pundit's Almanac, at orbooks.com.
So after a year of you saying that at least twice a show, and this goes for me too, I know you've bought a house based upon the money from
followers. Oh, my God. Just from the listeners of the Progressive Radio Network, I've bought a mansion and a house out in the Hamptons. It's a lovely place.
Yeah, but it is small. So if the listeners out there could go to our Facebook page and click repeatedly on ads for somebody else.
By the way, also here is Jeff Kreisler.
I was going to get to that, but
what the fuck?
It's called teasing, dude. They've been waiting a year to hear the real me.
To hear the real you?
Yeah.
We're finally... Are we peeling back the layers?
This is Jeff Kreisler. I've written a book, done some other stuff. Why don't you just go to my website or my Twitter, Jeff Kreisler, Kreisler.
Not the car. Not the car.
No, if this was the car, we would do our show idea that we always have of just us. Listeners, someday what we're going to do, we're going to take all of you and put you in the back seat of our car.
All of our listeners, exactly. I think we could fit them.
We might have to get like a extendo-mobile. That's a real thing.
Wow.
I think when we drive to the show, is some of the best stuff. And we try to bring some of that best stuff to you here on the air.
Yes. So that's a little peek behind the curtain here, is that when we're driving in...
What are you doing, speaking of curtain? Listeners, Lee is having a weird contortion thing. You're just trying to get some air in here.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because of global warming.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially today, because Rush Limbaugh lost so many sponsors, he's had to talk more, and that's increased the hot air. No. Boom! You thought I was going solar flare! That is not how Cheater and the Rule rolls.
No. If we can insult Rush Limbaugh,
we
can insult Sarah Palin,
we will.
If we can insult Newt Gingrich,
wah-huh.
If we can insult Mitt Romney,
bing, bong, bong.
If we can insult Rick Santorum, if we can insult Michelle Bachmann, if we can do any of that, we will, because that's how we do it here.
My penis is on fire!
Oh, yeah.
That was a reference to the other show. By the way, not only have we seen a website change, not only have we seen some of the engineers and the leadership of the station change, and there's something else.
Not the leadership.
Gary's still the same.
Yes.
But the programmer and a lot of the bodies here have changed. Some are similar.
But here now we have the lovely Giselle.
Yeah, no, which is great.
Yes, we all love Giselle. Yeah.
We also now, they've redesigned their website and they've categorized us, and we are now... 50% of the comedy programming on the Progressive Radio Network.
That's
is Cheater and the Rude.
The Progressive Radio Network comedy block.
What did you say? Is that your code name?
No. Did you?
Oh, by the way, everyone, as it is our anniversary, we're inviting people to call in. If you're listening while you're calling, here's the deal. I'm Cheater, he's the Rude, and in most part, he's been more rude, but I'm learning, and I'm going to just tell y'all, we're not necessarily going to insult you, but it's going to be brief, what you have to say, get it out,
We will abuse you while because you know what?
It's a 30-minute show, for fuck's sake.
Ultimately, and this is something that's true for every radio host, ultimately it's about the host getting his or her rocks off. And how he or she achieves that rock getting off is sometimes through the deep conversation. Mm. Sometimes it's through the well-placed joke, the jibe, if you will.
Mm.
Sometimes it's through a particularly good sound effect or segment.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's also...
Sometimes geology, rocks, right?
Sometimes.
But also what? What more?
Sometimes it actually is through just taking a shit on the caller. And, you know, I could think of no better person to talk now about what it's like.
Oh, wow, interesting. You were going to say someone to talk about being a radio host. I thought you were going to, because you just said it's nothing better than shitting on our listeners, our callers.
No, no.
I thought you were about to say no one better. No.
But nobody else.
Aha.
Sorry. Instead, what we have here on the line is the one, the only, Stephanie Miller. Steph?
We can see radio? That's awesome.
You can say shit, fuck, anything. But Lee was... I thought Lee was going to say he was going to... No one better to shit on than you, and I thought that was wrong.
No, I would not ever say that.
On the air,
at
least.
No, do it. Bring it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where would you like me to shit on you? Where would you like me to shit on you, Stephanie?
Wherever you fucking want. Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, isn't it?
Get out your prescription drug card.
Like phone sex.
It is. We could totally, I mean, you know what? We have done that here. We could totally just go, we could go so blue that,
Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. I was thrilled when you agreed to call in. I was like, holy shit, that's awesome.
Who is Stephanie Miller? Mama's cocktail hour. Like, you know, I'd agree to anything at this point. Anything that you blog about, I would do.
Oh.
And it's pretty nasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. You know, often I'm thinking about you while I'm coming up with some of those things for blogging.
Yeah, it's all you, baby.
Oh, no. It's all... Stephanie Miller, by the way, you know, for and I'm sure our listeners know,
our
veritable dozens of listeners who are...
Right?
Yeah. Stephanie Miller, nationally broadcast radio host.
And now TV simulcast.
Now will be
current
TV,
television.
On current TV. Steph, this is Jeff Price. Jeff,
can you believe that?
That's crazy.
That
watch
is,
me, you know, touch myself on television. And yeah.
That's what she... I've been in the studio with her, Jeff, and that's what she's doing.
You're on Mondays. You're on Mondays.
You're on.
Oh, right. Thank you. This is why you had to leave New York, by the way, you know,
yes.
Was because...
Well, because of the restraining order with you. You know, you're a little sensitive.
I am, but, you know, it's your clinginess, but, you know, it's endearing from afar.
Yes, coming up on current, I don't know, Rude, in, you know, whenever we get the technical thingamajigs in a week or two, probably.
Really? That soon? Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes.
So we were talking here just sort of in a meta way about what gets off a radio host on the air. And I was saying things like abusing a listener. Do you?
Sure.
Yeah? Do you enjoy that?
Yeah. Well, you know, a particular kind of right-wing caller.
Right.
Yeah. That is just, you know, I think as Jim Ward once said, you sound like... someone left a sponge in your brain during surgery. Like, it's that kind of caller that's a little loose on the facts, that's a little, he's a Kenyan socialist, there's just no, you know, and there's, where do you go from there?
Do you like to play with the listeners like that, like a cat with a mouse, and kind of
like
drag
boy,
it out
yes.
as long as you can?
Yes.
That's good. We got to do more of that cat and mouse thing.
How do you put up with it, though? You've been doing this, you've been doing this, I would say decades, however, I would not believe that.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that's so sweet to call me old in such a charming way.
I got to tell you, though, a friend of mine was there in Chicago. You were doing your Sexy Liberal show, which is on tour with Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang.
And occasionally once Lee Papa.
I was there once in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. We were on stage together.
Yeah,
there was ass slapping and singing.
But,
but a friend of mine was in Chicago, and he said to me, oh, man, she's just hot.
Oh, yeah. That's so
sweet. Well, he said that about her, about Fugelsang.
No, about Stephanie.
Well, you know, Rude, it's the radio show without the FCC, which is what this show is, and that's what's more fun than that. No bleep button.
Right.
I don't even need to bring my box. Do you know what I'm saying?
No. Well,
so it's not that sexy if you don't.
If you don't have a box to play with, yes, and the buttons to press.
No, my box does not travel well, and so I don't even bring it. I don't bring my sound effects box.
Uh-huh.
I don't even need to do bleeps. I'm just as filthy as Rude Puppet.
You want to say a dirty word right now?
Yeah, fuck me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right,
wow.
Good night, everybody.
Hey,
I know this is Colin, but I'm done.
Well, you've just driven Jeff to take the hand plunge under the table. And
That's another word for filing an absentee ballot, by the way, taking the hand plunge under the table.
But anyway, the question...
You know you're my favorite pundit. My favorite is when we get a complaint letter about you and say, that was so rude. And we're like, yeah, where would you have seen that coming from?
Wow. I didn't know you get complaint letters about me.
Oh, you know, and we're like, oh, my God, I know, you're right. That was really rude. You know, thank God we didn't warn you about that by saying the rude pundit is on now.
Hate mail is the best. Hey, Stephanie, have you ever done, like, a show where you just read some hate mail? I find hate mail is the favorite thing in my life.
Well, yeah, and you know what it is? I found that Ron Paul supporters like the C word really more than anyone else because when I went on CNN and said he's unelectable, apparently I'm a bigger C word than anyone in the world, and who knew?
Wow.
They like the word constitution.
Yeah, right, exactly, okay. Exactly. You see what you did there? Yes.
No, I didn't.
So if Rush Limbaugh called you a slut...
He called me a babe, which I think is code for slut.
Yeah.
I think it's creepy.
I think babe is a slut without getting paid, but,
right.
Which,
babe no paid.
Babe no paid, yeah. But how would you react if Rush Limbaugh called you a slut? Would you want him taken off the air?
Rude, as you know from being on my show, there's virtually nothing that I can be offended by.
Right.
I did an interview for the current, you know, release, and they're like, you call yourself a slut. I'm like, yes, and your point is.
But you know what? Here's something
that's different than, yeah.
I was just say, here's something that people don't distinguish between you and a lot of other people and the law student, is you're in the dialogue. And, like, someone tried to show me the equivalency of, like, when somebody insulted Michelle Malkin. It's like, no, she's chosen to be part of a dialogue that can be vicious and dirty.
As has Michelle, you know, Bachman and Sarah Palin. Like, you're right. They're not, I mean, it's the same mistake I must made. They're not a powerless, you know, somebody that's not a public name, that's not chosen to be in this arena. Right.
Did you hear though that Limbaugh had dead air today?
What? Yeah. What was that about?
He didn't have enough sponsors.
I think he couldn't even do enough PSAs either.
He ran out of PSAs. He had 2.5 minutes of dead air.
I have to say, Rude, for someone who's been this a long time, like, he sounds different. He sounds scared. He sounds like we've all been there. And that's why I'm like not a big fan of boycotts. I'm like, don't boycott Carbonite and Proflowers. Those are my sponsors too.
Right,
like
that
could happen to me just as easily. Like tell them, because people were telling I'm going to boycott you or boycott them until you boycott. And I'm like, look, I don't have that luxury. Tell them to drop Rush, which they did.
Right.
Which is great. But don't tell me like, oh, I'm going to boycott your show because I tell you what happens, it's chilling, Rude. I mean, that's the one point that, you know, Bill Maher made. It's chilling. All those guys go, you know what? We're just not going to sponsor talk radio anymore. Because it's all too controversial on both sides. And then we all die for Rush's sins.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in a way, Rush made the talk radio genre able to be as prominent as it is,
and as you know, you hate to say this, but and as edgy, but he's also
I'm looking forward to on Current that I could be the liberal Michael Savage. I could get fired maybe within the first day. I'm thinking Maybe.
That's all right. I just love that idea that you're on
if
there for a...
any guide. Maybe.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Newsbusters will be like, Stephanie Miller said blah. Rude Pundit said blah.
Oh,
the Stephanie
yeah.
Miller Show, and that'll be the end of us.
Yeah.
Newsbusters.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We should just talk about Al Gore on and say sexy things about Al Gore.
Exactly.
The first time
exactly.
that I'm on Current, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just do a whole sex fantasy about Al Gore.
Stay away on the first appearance from not talking about what the right wing would do to Ronald Reagan's dead skull.
All right. No,
you know what I'm saying?
I will,
as you have
you know
on your blog. Just
I
try
will,
not to...
I will avoid the skull fucking if
okay.
if I can
awesome.
Trade that for an Al Gore sex fantasy.
So I should not awesome. Make the paper mache Reagan skull that you had me making.
Good to know.
No,
okay.
no. Only for awesome. I'll save that for Skype.
All right. That's good.
Well, thanks so much, Stephanie.
All right. I'm. You know what? I'm touching myself, and I have to go finish now. So I
oh,
because
that's...
this is. You know, this is my rude pundit frenzy that I have every week when I listen back to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we're rude
yeah.
and funny and absurd, but we're really rarely sexy enough.
Cheater,
I just I'm, what I'm
rude.
Learning from Stephanie is we need to be
rude.
Sexier on this show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotta go.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Stephanie.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
That was Stephanie Miller.
That was national radio host Stephanie Miller.
I worked on a national radio host too.
Okay, she's on like radios.
Yeah, well, you could plug our computer into a
into the thing,
television.
Yeah, she's on Drive Time.
Well, if you drive with a iPhone.
Hey, do we have a caller, Giselle? Is he still on hold? He is.
Wait, before the caller comes on, you have to. I want every caller to tell us. Porn star name is too cliche. Give me something quick they can start with.
I don't know.
Your favorite flavor of ice cream.
What?
Just fucking do it.
What the fuck? Hey,
so tell us more
by
about
way,
you.
If you want to call in, the number here is 888-874-4888.
We don't have time for that.
Yes, we do. We have plenty of time. That clock is wrong, man.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's not 6:24.
Yeah, what the fuck?
All right, the name of the listener, a caller is what?
It's Jurassic Pork.
Tell us your favorite flavor of ice cream and then tell us what you want to say.
Okay.
Go for it.
Thanks, guys. Now I got to follow Stephanie fucking Miller.
Yeah, hey,
timing.
That's right. Blow me. You got to follow her. You know what? If you're not masturbating, you're not going to top her.
I only need one hand to talk on the telephone, dude.
Wow, that's good. That's good. You know, you could Bluetooth it, and then you can get some ball action going, too.
Oh, yeah, baby, yeah.
This is getting creepy. Hey, why don't you tell everybody what your
favorite flavor of ice cream?
Actually, why doesn't he plug his blog, since I know JP has a blog.
Yeah, Lee knows my notoriety. It's Welcome Back to Pottersville, blogspot.com. I've been around for a few years.
What, Potter's?
Yeah, you know, catch-all type of blog. You know, I do politics, I do gay rights, I do Rush Limbaugh, I do even Andrew Breitbart, even though he's dead. I know, too soon, but, you know, not for me anyway.
No.
That doesn't
anyway,
stop people from making
am.
Fun of Kennedy.
Are you kidding? If I came across a heart attack dead Andrew Breitbart on the streets of L.A., the first thing I would have done is rape his corpse. So...
Is it rape if it's dead, or is it just necrophilia?
There's no consent, so I'm going to go with rape.
Well, but that's the question. Is rape the absence of consent, or is it...
JP, if
yes.
a corpse doesn't consent, is it rape?
In Andrew Breitbart's case, I don't think that necrophilia ever really would have applied, because I think you also have to consider whether or not the person has a soul.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, so you can't. That makes sense because part
yeah,
of. I mean,
yeah.
rape isn't just a physical attack.
You're
it
right.
A,
it would have to reach the depths of his soul. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, anyway, I didn't come here to plug my blog. I came here to offer a PSA.
Go for it.
Public service announcement from the National Association of Anthropologists. Okay. Dear Rick Santorum, dear Newt Gingrich, dear Mitt Romney, corporations are not people. Zygotes are not people. Semen is not people. People are people. Thank you.
That was excellent. What about
that?
That was good. I like that. That's actually, you know what, man? That's a fucking bumper sticker. You get on Cathay Press and put that shit out.
And that's why people forget Soylent Green is people because it was after people. Like when, it was once
yes.
people were born
yes.
and viable, and then they were turned into food, whereas everything else you're saying never was a viable
This
person.
Is how old I am, by the way.
How
I
old
saw
are you?
Soylent Green in the movie theater. Did you see Soylent Green in the movie theater, JP?
Yes, I did.
Ah, we're
I
all old.
Remember when cars had points, okay?
Oh, well, you're older than me then.
Right.
My insurance has points. Hey, all right, thank you very much.
Hey,
for
JP,
calling.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad to finally hear your voice.
Hey, it's an honor, Lee.
Oh.
See you later.
All right.
Oh, that was exciting. That was one
that
of
was Jurassic Pork. His blog is welcomebacktopottersville.blogspot.com.
Nice. I think probably over the course of a year, that was our seventh or eighth caller.
I know. We need to do more calls.
I did call-ins once when you were out. I did a call-in show.
You did.
It was
hot.
It was fun. It was special.
Have we talked any politics? Oh, we've talked Rush Limbaugh.
Let's do this. Ready? There was a jobs bill. The Republicans are going to go back on their debt limit deal. Sean Hannity has this fucking thing about Obama. We'll come back to that. I didn't even say it. There's a solar flare, Rush Limbaugh dead air we did, and an 86-year-old vet was not able to vote in Ohio because of the new voter ID laws.
Wait, you mean the Greatest Generation? Didn't Rick Santorum or who's one of them started talking about the grid? No, I don't remember.
Doesn't matter, but it's the. We're all blue in the face about the election, which we're both taking a well deserved break on a little this show. But these voter ID laws are really going to determine, you know, how things go in a few states. Going to determine whether or not we are part of Mitt Romney's corporation or whatever it is that Obama's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Sean Hannity thing, speaking of Obama.
The Sean Hannity thing is kind of, it's the newest, it was Breitbart's last scoop. That's what's awesome about it. Breitbart kept saying, I got something on Obama. I got something on him that's going to bring him down. It's going to make sure he doesn't get reelected. And, of course, it involves another black man.
Yeah, it's basically just a 7-billion-year-old video of Obama embracing a law school professor who was leaving Harvard Law School after controversy, and this law school professor was fighting.
No, it's not. You know what? It's bullshit.
I know it's bullshit.
Do you know what the controversy is?
That there was touching between men.
Do you know why he would? It's Derek. Okay, it's
Derek Bell.
Derek Bell, at Harvard. Harvard Law School, and they're picking up on something called critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh my God, he's a racialist because he actually studied and wrote on something with the word race in it. And Obama.
Critical race theory is a legitimate thing.
Right, exactly. Critical race theory being a legitimate area of cultural studies that has nothing to do with hating white people. But merely saying that in the course of deciding trials, that judges might actually be influenced by race, as well as others involved in the legal process. There you go, man. Critical race theory. Oh, man, that's going to fuck up the day for Whitey. So Derek Bell was protesting in 1990 the lack of diversity in the Harvard Law School faculty, that in a faculty of hundreds of professors, that there were only 5 black male professors and no black female professors. Obama was standing up for what Bell was saying about diversity at Harvard Law School, and Bell took a leave of absence. He didn't quit. He took a leave of absence to protest it.
Right.
There you go. Race theory.
What a dick. How could this guy actually have convictions and stand up for them and be willing to embrace another man?
Oh, and that's the other thing is at the rally, Obama embraced Derek Bell. Obama embraced his professor, which you know is improper contact. You see, that's what this should really be about.
Yeah, he should bow down to him like Bush did to the Saudi prince.
Yeah, is how Obama was sexually harassed, actually, by a professor, because professor-student embracing really shouldn't occur.
You know, the thing is, back before women can vote, we didn't have this type of problem. I don't know. I couldn't decide what I was going to do there.
Yeah, no.
Part of me was like a Santorum it about like abuse doesn't matter because that's what happened to me. I could like say, oh, he should have spoken. There's too many obvious lines like left foot, right foot. Oh, he should have gone right foot, left foot. Like come the fuck on. Like, can we not?
Jeff, are you burning out?
I'm just, it's the same fucking record.
Are you burnt out?
I am burnt out on just this. I mean, that's their victory plan, too. It's just to repeat the same stupid fucking playbook every time and wear out the people that are tired of pointing out they're doing it again.
But I would just like to point out the spooge buckets on the right that are willing to open up to receive more from those in the media and the politicians that are jacking into it. And so all of these people that actually get in there and say, oh, this actually matters, it's fucking frightening. It's depressing. And that's after a year of doing this, man, and doing a blog 5 days a week, man. That's what I've come to. Mm-hmm. It is so fucking depressing.
Mm-hmm. What keeps you going? Those times when you get back up, what is it? Besides coming in to see me every Thursday, what
Dude,
is it?
It's the ride in with you. That's what keeps me coming back. That's what keeps me in here.
Are you sure it's not the possibility that there would be a would you rather? This is some ways, you know, when we first started the show, we had grand visions of recurring bits.
Lots of recurring. We've done a few.
We have not failed.
Bad Accent Theater has appeared, enough times. That
we have gotten Rush Limbaugh to lose advertising. I like to think we
yes,
did that.
Yes, we are responsible for Rush Limbaugh.
I performed in Georgetown in this last year.
You did.
And I have a law degree.
Yes.
And there is a good chance between 0% and 0.1.
That Sandra Fluck was in the audience?
Somehow there was something karmic going on.
Right, right.
So we've succeeded.
How much did she cost, by the way?
She cost just a little bit of my time.
Oh, okay.
But so, I did have to give her some of my time in order for her to have sex with someone else. I'm like her pimp to the future.
Wow.
Don't laugh now. It's too fucking late, dude. After a year, you're going to laugh at something that comes out of my ass. Fuck you. And you know what's scary? I would take that. I would take a year for one laugh. I'm the Mitt Romney of comedy. I would just fucking keep coming back until you say you love me with one tiny little shake of your diaphragm.
Wow.
I would like to trace the arc
of your self-loathing.
It's not self-loathing.
Over the past
it's self-awareness.
Year. Over the past year, the despair, the levels of despair you have achieved over the past year. Because you know what I think would be funny is to go back to the first episode and see you.
When I'm like, hey everybody, this is going to be great.
No,
everybody, I have a deedly deedly doo. No, there's no. It's not. No, it's not.
World can't be changed.
I am a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, and right now I'm just like covered in goo and restricted, and I can't move, and I have too many legs, and I want to take a shit.
Wow,
like, that's
you think
like,
that's what butterflies are feeling inside the chrysalis is the need to take a shit. Is that what?
Yeah. Have you ever like taken a shit and you feel lighter? Well, imagine taking a shit, then you have wings and you're beautiful.
That's the way I feel after a really good shit.
That's what I'm saying. What that
totally
is what
I feel like. Wow, this is the third time we've mentioned shitting on this 1 year anniversary of
Well,
Cuter in the Roof.
Come on, dude, it's life. You're born, you eat,
you
shit.
Yeah, you fly away.
You talk about stuff.
Did you have a would you rather?
I don't, but I'm going to make one up.
All right. No, don't say that. You see, you always
it's
want to
year.
Be the meta thing. No, so what are you saying? The magic's gone?
No, I'm saying it's, our listeners, go to Facebook, Cheater in the Root, our loyal listeners that have been with us from day one.
No, we're just making this shit up on the fly?
No, they should know that we're... Now I'm giving them a little taste. Everything else is... This is totally scripted, 100%.
Oh, my God, everything.
But occasionally, even this, even me saying I don't have a...
Even you saying that it's scripted was scripted.
Even, ready, watch it. This is scripted. You made me practice that for 20 minutes.
You spelled it out phonetically. I wanted you to stick to the script.
In the Hellenic alphabet, too. Of my cock. All right. Would you rather... Retweet every self-promoting, desperate, and self-loathing comment of all of the comedians in the world? Or would you rather make me feel better about myself? Hashtag please help.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm looking at
Twitter. I don't know if you're asking for a handy or what. I mean, you know, it would take less time to give you a handy than
a
retweet over them.
You know, don't even answer that. Just give me a would you rather.
Just give you a would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather have to be there, be in the hotel room that Newt Gingrich returns to after he finally has to quit the race,
mm-hmm.
and be there and take care of his needs, whatever his requests
may
be. Oh,
not a
be.
Fly on the wall. But
no,
like,
no, no,
be
no.
Them. I understand.
Be there
his...
for him.
Ugh.
Be there for him.
Oh, God.
Or would you rather Mitt Romney be president?
It's sort of one of those, like, would you travel back in time to kill Hitler type things.
That's the question, man.
Here's the thing.
Your
I'm point in my life. If you'd asked me this question 4 years ago, I would have said, you know what? My career could use Mitt Romney as president.
Yes.
But now...
You have a child now.
I have a child. Man, I think I'm going to have to take it in the pooper from the neuter.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you know, we got 2 minutes left in the show, and just so everyone is aware, following our show is another edition of the Final Edition Radio Hour, and Lee Papa makes a, would you call it a cameo?
I would say it's a cameo.
Makes a cameo on the show, playing the role of Rush. I don't think that's giving anything
away.
I
play Rush Limbaugh on the Final Edition Radio Hour.
This show, by the way, is fucking Rush Limbaugh, and Rush Limbaugh, who am I? Where am I? Hi. Final Edition Radio Hour is terrific. Y'all should listen.
As opposed to the dreck that they've just listened to for the past half hour.
This is not dreck. This is what politics in life is.
This is what it is. It's sitting around and bullshitting, man.
Caterpillars.
It's getting hot chicks on the phone and talking about banging them. That's really, really what life is about.
We should do that more often.
Get hot chicks on the phone and talk about banging them?
Or any of the
Or hot
words.
Dudes. Get hot dudes on the phone and talk about banging them.
Giselle, get on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the one-year anniversary of Cheater in the Rood. I am Jeff Kreisler. Follow me at all the places you follow people.
I am Lee Papa, the Rood Pundit. We want to thank our very special guest, Stephanie Miller, for taking time out of her drinking to talk to us.
And thank the Progressive Radio Network for existing and giving us something to waste our lives with. Everybody.
Giving us this medium to say dirty words half an hour a week for you, our beloved audience, here on the Progressive Radio Network. What about